Mishnah Beis. Yaisi ben Chayni Aymer. Yaisi ben Chayni says, Hanishchatim l'shem Pesach u'l'shem Chatos psulim. Other zvachim, which was shechted on the 14th day of Nisan, l'shem a carbon Pesach, they are pasul. And also, karbonis that was shechted l'shem a Chatos any time are pasul. Shimon Achi Azariah Aymer. Shimon, the brother of Azariah, says, and the Rav points out over here, that although we don't always refer to people by their brothers, but since Shimon and Azariah had a Yisachar Zvulun relationship, in that which Shimon was supported by Azariah, so therefore when Shimon taught Torah, it was automatically attributed to the benefit of Azariah. So therefore we refer to him as Shimon, the brother of Azariah. He says, Shechtan l'shem gavoah mehem, if you shecht a karban for a higher level of Kedusha, then kesherim, it will be kosher. L'shem namach mehem, however, if you did it for a lower level of Kedusha, psulim, then it will be pasul. Ketzad, how is this? The Mishnah now explains. Kachay kachim sheshechtan l'shem kachim kalim. If kachay kachim were shechted and to be kachim kalim, psulim, the halacha is that they're pasul. Kachim kalim sheshechtan l'shem kachay kachim. But if kachim kalim were shechted with kavana to be brought as kachay kachim ksherim, then they will be kosher because that's a higher level of kedusha. Habachar v'hamaiser. What about a bachar and a maiser sheshechtan l'shem shlamim, that they were shechted to be a carbon shlamim? In this situation, they are both a kachim kalim. Yet, even in kachim kalim, we could differentiate between the levels of kedusha because bachar v'maiser behema, they are in a lower level of kedusha than a shlamim because a shlamim needs matan dalid, meaning two matanos of blood on the two corners of the mizbeach, which therefore means the blood goes on all four walls of the Mizbeach. They also require smicha, to lean on the animal, nesachim, the libations, and the waving of the chaza and the shaykh. Whereas a bechar and meiser, their blood only gets one matana, and the smicha nesachim does not apply to them as well, and they also do not have tenuvas chaza v'shaykh, so therefore it's a lower level of kachim kalim. So therefore, bechar v'ha meiser sheshechtan l'shem shlamim, if you shecht bechar and meiser, so you're elevating them by having in mind l'shem shlamim k'sherim, therefore they would be kosher. Whereas u'shlamim sheshechtan l'shem bachar, if shlamim was shechted for the name of a bachar, or l'shem ma'aser, or for the name of ma'aser psulim, they would be pasul because in that case we are lowering the level of kedusha. Mishnah Gimel, ha'pesach sheshechte b'shachris arba aser shaloi l'shmai. What if you shechted a carbon pesach in the morning of the 14th shaloi l'shmai? So we already learned at the beginning of the parak that a Pesach which was shechted bizmanoi shaloi l'shmai is pasul. Our question now is, if we shecht a carbon Pesach on the 14th, but not at the time of sacrificing the carbon Pesach, we know the carbon Pesach could only be brought in the afternoon of the 14th. So if someone shechted the carbon Pesach shaloi l'shmai on the morning of the 14th, would we consider that shaloi l'shmai, shaloi bizmanoi, so therefore it would be the same thing as shechting it Shalol l'shma on the 13th, and in this case, the halacha would be that it is a kasher to be a carbon shlamim, or do we look at it as if it was shechted on the 14th in the afternoon, and the rule is that a Pesach which was shechted shalol l'shma bizmanoi is pasul. So Rabbi Yeshua's machshir kilu nishchat b'shlesha asar. Rabbi Yeshua says it's kasher, because since it's not the right time to bring the carbon Pesach, therefore we consider it as if it's another day of the year, and it would be kasher as kachim kalim. Ben Beseira says it's possible kilo nishchat ben harabayim as if it was shechted in the afternoon. We consider it bizmanoi regarding this halacha that we look at the day. And regarding the day, Yud Dalet is a day of a carbon Pesach, so we say, if so, regarding the din of shelo lishma, it would be considered possible. Amar Shimon ben Azai. Shimon ben Azai says, Mekubal ani mipi shivim v'zikshnayim zakein. I have a tradition which I heard from the 72 elder. Here it's an interesting usage of the word because it should be elders in the plural, zakenim. It chooses the word here, zaken, and the Rav explains because since they made a unanimous statement regarding what we're about to say, we call them zaken. And why were these 72 elders unanimously gathered together? Because it was b'yayim she'ashiva Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah b'yeshiva, the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed to be the head of the yeshiva. And they all said, Shekal azvachem hane'echolim, all karbanos which are eaten, excluding a karban oila, shenizbechu shaloi l'shman, which was shechted shaloi l'shman, ksherim, they're going to be kosher. Elosh lo alo balam mishum chayva. Just that, they would not count for the owner to fulfill his obligation. Chutz min ha-pesach u min ha-chatas, and the only exception to this would be a pesach and a chatas. That a pesach and a chatas are pasul. V'le ha'isef ben azai eloha oila. Ben azai only added on to the divrei chachamim to pasul in oila, that an oila which was done shaloi lishmai would be considered pasul. V'le ha'id lachacham, but the chacham did not agree with him. They felt that is not included in the same psul.